At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000, baby.
It's one of our favorite hours of the entire week. Here we go. Thursdays with the maestro. He is the VP of Circus Sports, the D in Golden Gate in downtown Las Vegas. He's also the host of Odds On, weekdays at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, right here on VSiN. He is Mike Palm. Good day, sir.
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Good morning. Marlboro, Connecticut. Connecticut needs to feel some love. Our loyal Ness and family, they don't understand why Maine gets propped up all the time. Morris, Illinois. Peekaboo Marquee, we see you. Milk River, Alberta. Some great hockey going on up there. Rogers Sportsnet. Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh area, AT&T. And Sunrise on Spectrum. Simi Valley, California. Good morning.
That took 20 seconds, Vescursion.
Okay.
Matt Vescursion.
I love Vescursion. It was great. He referenced me three times. I love the kid.
Yeah. Let's start today's show with some fireworks.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yes.
Go. Yeah.
Please relay this story of what you tried to bet in the last week or so on a future in Major League Baseball and how that sports book operated.
Well, little did I know Hader would be away from the team. We could have had two saves this week. Anyway, I wanted to bet Hader. Look, every one of these starters in the National League I see has flaws.
They've had
at least two bad starts. You know, Wheeler's starting to put it together. But there's nothing like a Verlander who's just been dominant. So I said, why? And maybe this is the year of the reliever. Brewers are going to win that division. Hader's going to have a ton of saves. Let's bet Hader. I was looking around. You mentioned that he was 100-1 earlier last week. So I started looking around over the weekend. 75-1 was the best price I found. So he dropped to 50-1, 40-1 in some places. So I went to a book here in Las Vegas where I have a top-tier card. And I went in. Here's the first thing that upset me, Paul. I went in and I said, can I get a printout for National League Cy Young? Nope. I said, what? I said, you have a sheet? You have an updated sheet? Did you update it this morning? There's no sheets and there's no printouts. I said, well, I'd like to look at the field. I said, you tell us the pitcher, we'll tell you the price.
Oh.
I told this story to several people. They said, yeah, very few people will give you a printout anymore. I've never heard of that. Always went and got a printout. Anyhow.
Yeah, okay. You just asked the teller. Okay.
So I said, how about Josh Hader? What? What's the name? Hader. How do you spell it? H-A-D-R. Okay, so it comes 70 to 1. It's still best price in the market by 20 to 1. The, 50 to 1 anywhere. And then some faraway places, 60 to 1. They said, I said, okay, how much do you want? 400. I handed them 400.
With the player's card.
And the player's card.
So you're saying, no, okay, this is who I am. No BS.
We're good to go here.
I'm on the level.
I'm also in the Hall of Fame. Class of 2018 at this casino.
Your picture's on the wall. Is that true?
Picture on the wall.
Oh, come on.
The second. Anyhow. Now, this book is run by a European. You know, it's farmed out. They're odds making. I don't know if the risk is farmed out. Spends for 6 minutes. Six minutes. Waiting. I said, what's the issue? Well, we got to come. We'll see what they come back with. They came and we'll give you 100. I said, 100? They said, yeah, we'll give you 100, sir. Would you like 100? So I pulled 300 back. They printed out the ticket, took my card. I started to walk away. The supervisor said, sir, don't you want to make another bet? I said, sure, I'd like to bet 300 at 70 to 1. They go, no, you can bet another 100 at 50 to 1 if you'd like. It's disgusting.
Jesus.
Really, I'm not going to go full Jeff Benson here, but it's pretty disgusting.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. Take a bet. Or don't put it up there.
How much would you like
it? Why does it keep happening?
Yeah.
You can't move the odds on somebody without taking a bet. And then the Salinas stuff, I mean, yeah. We're on a horrible run here.
A bad run.
And nowhere, anywhere in the sports book or casino, of course, would they show like a limit, right? No. So you throw out a number and they're like, let's check on it. Right. Nope, sorry.
If I'd have bet 50, would they have moved the number? I don't know. Then I asked
Matt, what about this? Are you better off going to the kiosk?
Oh, yeah, come on.
And firing learned, 20 bucks yeah. a pop.
You have
to. Just hit it 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. Keep doing it over and over and over again.
How do you ask that question after what you just said? Of course, you got to jam the sucker. Yeah.
Well, does he have any regrets not doing that? Would you do that next time?
Yeah, but I never thought I couldn't get $400 down.
Well.
Oh, no.
Really?
Not out here.
They're going to hold the money for four months.
Yeah. I know.
That book has rejected smaller bets than that.
I didn't know.
And move the number.
I'm used to dealing with a different book where I, you know, can get $5,000 down on a Copa Libertadores match.
Yeah,
right. So you're betting $6,000
on women's soccer. Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
I know, I hear you, but that's
right. You were betting 5 dimes on a women's soccer match,
mm-hmm.
and it
six.
Would and it would get accepted in how long?
Less than a minute.
But you can't get down 400 on a bet that's not going to be paid off until the middle of November.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, well, that seems
right. Well, it's not.
If I'd bet another 100 at 50, then would they give me 100 at 25 to 1? How does that market have such little liquidity that a $100 bet would drive that price from 70 to 1 to 50 to 1?
Good question.
Yeah. Tough. Mm-hmm. Tough. What do you do? You watch Wes Reynolds earlier in the week, something we played earlier. What do you think tipping is appropriate for a writer, teller? Cash a ticket, withdrawal. You make many withdrawals.
Yeah. That's a tough question because all the times you lose, you're not tipping.
That's
you're
true.
Not tipping them too.
That's,
are you a winning player? Are you a losing player? Generally, if I cash a nice take, especially a parlay, so if I get paid out something 5 to 1, 6 to 1, 10 to 1, something like that, I like to give the kids $20, right? And you know they're minimum wage employees for the most part, maybe a couple dollars above that, and it depends on the customer service and how often I play there too. A book that I've been to right. for the first time, and I go and cash a ticket, maybe $5, maybe 10. Someplace you go all the time. Like it was here or maybe at South Point or something like that. It's a different story where you know everybody.
That's
true. Sure.
South Point, very good. Also, you want those drink tickets.
Now, we're getting a lot of feedback on this today. FTM@VSiN.com is the email. This is a good email from John who says, I got to tell you, though, guys, it's a two-way street. If I have a good rule, if the ticket writer is nice to me, I will certainly tip. But if they don't give me the time of day and they're a jerk, and if they offer me zero drink tickets and it's like that, he's like, why would I tip that person? Like if it's nice and I get a drink ticket and you have a good conversation quickly, like I'm going to tip them automatically. That's what John had to say.
I tip almost everybody. We've talked about this before. The repair person, the cable guy, the plumber, tip them on the way in. It's the same thing. The valet, tip them when they pick it, not when they get to your car, tip them on the way in. That's where it makes the most sense.
Jimmy Vaccaro tips the valet on the way in and the way out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he does
both. Keep you up front, yeah, sure. Tough move. Yep. Very good. Speaking of tipping, I know you did some digging on this. There was a $1.4 million hit at the D again, but this goes back a week or two with the Wheel of Fortune. The fellow was from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little background on what he put in and what happened and transpired there with the $1 million hit?
Yeah, they were in less than 200, I think, him and his wife. Truck driver and a retired school teacher. And then they had planned to leave and go home. They stayed an extra night. But, yeah, nobody retired off of that one.
Yeah, I was told they had a nice presentation. Great staff always at the D. That they brought out champagne and he tipped a dollar.
Oh, a dollar.
Yeah. Your thoughts on that? That's worse than tipping zero because the guy knows.
That's actually tip zero next time. Yeah, he threw a dollar.
Yeah, well, maybe a dollar on the installment payments too. Maybe we'll get a dollar a year. Maybe he'll mail it in.
A dollar.
That, I heard that. I like, that can't be. He just won $1 million. They brought him a beautiful presentation.
You're right, Paul.
Sir, champagne, everything. Dollar.
That's 1,000% worse than tipping $0.
That's because some people just don't know.
It's like, because he it's a gesture, right? And here, take one stinking dollar off of a $1.4 million hit.
I've told you the story about my next door neighbor when I was a kid. Did I tell that story?
Which one was that?
I was 8 years old. We lived there for 15 years or whatever. My parents had lived there. The next door neighbor was a retired couple. And so he calls me and he says, "We're going to go on a cruise. We're going to be gone for 3 weeks. Could you water my tomato garden and my flowers?"
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure, bud. No problem. He brings me his watering can and written out instructions on how to do it. And he says, "And by the way," he says, "I'm turning the water and everything off in the house, so you have to use your own water." So I tell my dad, he's like, "Why do we have to use our water? What's this about?" So he was a little perturbed. So anyhow, every day I would go over, three times a day, the tomato garden in the back and the flower beds around the house with our water, lug the can over. My father was monitoring the water bill. So they come back after their cruise. "Thank you, everything." And he gives me an envelope. He said, "I really appreciate you doing this and taking care of it." So they leave. I walk in the house. My father says, "Give me that envelope." He opened the envelope. $3. There was $3 in the envelope. He said, "Our water costs more than the $3. Now picture it. It's 4 years later. It's a Tuesday night. My mother bowls. I remember this. It's a Tuesday night, like 9:30, and NYPD Blue is on.
Yeah.
And we hear a crash next door, and I look up to the window, and I said, "Dad, I think the Chargett's house is getting robbed." He said, "Sit down." I said, "Sit down. We should call the police." "Remember the $3, he said? "Yeah, they got robbed. They broke in. They stole everything. They were gone. They came back. They came up. Did you hear? Did you see anything?" My father said, "Nothing. We were asleep." The $3. He never forgot the $3. True story. NYPD Blue, we were watching. Sipowicz.
First of all, NYPD Blue, is that old?
Yeah.
When did that start?
Well, it was 30-something years ago. I mean, I was a young teenager.
I was going to say, you were a teenager back then, right?
My mother wasn't home. She was bowling. Otherwise, she certainly would call the police.
What a move by your old man.
Wow.
He never forgot. It's about principle.
Oh, wow.
It's about principle.
Holds a grudge maybe a little
then
bit.
Then they had a big fancy security system installed. They had amber lights. And they came over and he handed it. Bud, he handed it to my dad. "Ron, here's the instructions. If you hear these amber lights, if you hear this sound, this is what you do." He walked away. He took you through it in the garden.
Can't you guys? Is there like a Good Samaritan law? You guys,
no, this ain't Seinfeld.
No, this is not Seinfeld. Does it exist in the real world?
No.
I was wondering. He's Jack Klompus. Get the hell out of here with your jingle.
You'd have loved my old man.
Oh, absolutely.
You'd have loved him.
Yeah. Cub baseball, where they blew it against the Padres in '84. I got to take some time to myself.
Michael, get your coat.
Oh God, he wasn't wrong.
No, he was not
wrong.
He was
good man. Yeah.
Okay, so coming up this hour, I promise we're going to get to the reports of a certain city maybe landing an NBA franchise and what home court edge could mean for that team. Do's and don'ts at the blackjack table. Mike's thoughts on the NHL playoffs. And up next, the five biggest gaffes of the week. In no hyperbole, this is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Great write-ups and previews always at Winners and Winers. And David Hess has dominated MLB totals for over the last year and a half. Consistent numbers from one of the best totals handicappers in the business, 62% this year. He likes a total today. He's locked in. You can get it by texting VSEN to 320-350-3500. Get David's MLB total for free. Text VSEN 320-350-3500.
No bias.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man, as a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Palm.
I am the smartest man.
All right, number five, 132-foot wrister. The Calgary Flames-Edmonton Oilers Western Conference semifinal gave us an unbelievable moment in Game 4 Tuesday night in Edmonton. Flames goaltender Jacob Markstrom misplayed a puck less than a minute into the game, giving the Oilers a quick 1-0 lead. The Oilers led 3-0 after one period and looked well on their way to taking a commanding 3-1 lead in the battle for Alberta. But the Flames fought back in the second period and cut the deficit to 3-2. It remained that way a little over halfway through the third period after the Flames killed an Oilers power play. That's when gambling expert Evander Kane's pass was intercepted by Flames defenseman Rasmus Anderson. Anderson immediately lofted the puck toward the Edmonton zone and right past goaltender Mike Smith and into the net to tie the game 3-3 with 9:04 remaining. The puck traveled 132 feet on its journey to the net. One of the most unbelievable goals you will ever see for any level of hockey, not to mention a Stanley Cup playoff game. There are two things I find curious about the whole incident. First was Smith's immediate reaction. It was obvious to anyone watching the game, and maybe even Don Koharski, that Smith didn't see the puck coming at him. Yet his reaction was to raise both hands in the air and look around at his teammates. Who did he think he could put the blame on? Sorry, Mike, you're on an island here. But what was also interesting was what Rasmus Anderson was doing. He's three quarters of the way across the ice and immediately lofted the puck at him. If he wanted to get a change, he could have shot it into the corner. Or he could have skated it to center red and dumped it in. But what did he see out of Mike Smith that he would fire the puck from that far away? Whatever he saw, it worked. To Smith and the Oilers' credit, they didn't concede in the game's final 9 minutes. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins beat Markstrom with 3.5 minutes to go, and the Oilers won 5-3 to push the Flames to the brink of elimination. Number four, Country Roads, Take Them Home. Alabama head football coach Nick Saban drew the ire of his former assistant and good buddy, fellow SEC head coach Jimbo Fisher of Texas A&M, with recent comments about the state of college football.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I'd like to see us be able to work back to is, you know, everything in college football has always had parity. You know, same scholarship, you know, same academic support, healthcare, whatever it is. And, you know, I don't think we have that balance right now, which could affect, you know, the parity of college football and college athletics as a whole. So, and I know we got a lot of good people working on it, and I'm sure they'll come up with a good solution for us.
Jimbo fired back the next day at his former mentor.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous, but when he's not on top. And the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been.
Let me start here. Saban's suggestion that he has nothing to do with nor permitted anything in his quarter century as a head college football coach outside the guidance of the NCAA rulebook is laughable. NIL is a reality, and the Aggie boosters have the deepest pockets in the country. So get used to it, Nick. Jimbo's answer, though, is equally as pathetic. If you have some specific allegations to make against Saban, make them. This Ask Anybody mantra is garbage. You were on his staff for 4 years. You brought it up. Let's hear it. Saban later apologized for singling out Texas A&M. He should. This is nonsense. You guys are both from West Virginia, for God's sakes. Number three, they aren't called the Bettman ratings. What is the NHL doing with their Stanley Cup playoff schedule? I kept quiet during the first round when they scheduled four games nightly at 7, 7:30, 9:30, and 10 p.m. Eastern time. Every set of second games started late. Of course they did. You can't expect a playoff game to be done in 2 hours and 20 minutes when the puck drop is 10 minutes after the hour. It would be like the NFL scheduling games at 1 and 4 Eastern. But now, this past weekend was absolutely ridiculous. The second round games have been running two series every night with a day off between games for all eight squads. And then came the weekend. The NHL decided to play only one game on Saturday, Avs at Blues, and have three games on Sunday. Okay, this can be done fairly easily. That is fairly easy for anyone other than the NHL or perhaps Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball. Instead of playing the game in St. Louis in the afternoon on Saturday, they started at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. local time, and ran it right up against Game 3 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals between the Heat and the Celtics. Gary Bettman could have had the whole stage to himself earlier in the day, outside of those compelled to watch the D-backs and Cubs from Rainy Wrigley. And then on Sunday, he overlaps the Lightning Panthers game with the Hurricanes Rangers games with start times of 1:30 and 3:30 Eastern, and then a two-hour gap before Flames Oilers at 8 o'clock. The NHL had a TV ratings boom during the playoffs in the bubble because they had standalone matinee games every day. Too bad they couldn't retain that unintended consequence of a pandemic with better playoff scheduling this year and moving forward. Number two, inactive content management. Derek Stevens and I first started talking about active content management on this very program 3 years ago. It is the concept of programming and actively managing sporting events at public venues, like sportsbooks, bars, restaurants, swimming pools, wherever someone would want to watch a game. Derek called the lack of active content management, quote, a travesty in America. I thought at the time his statement might have been a bit hyperbolic, but 3 years later, it has never rang more true. I submit into evidence three events from just the last week. A local bar and grill here in Las Vegas on Sunday afternoon, two NHL playoff games, 10 baseball games, and the final round of the PGA Championship. They had nine TVs. Four were on college softball, three on international hockey, and two on a college football 150 show. Tuesday night at Herakles Cherokee Sportsbook, with the home state Hurricanes playing game four in Madison Square Garden, the main sportsbook screen and volume was on a baseball documentary. And a story from a listener who was at a local casino right here in Las Vegas yesterday. He said he was playing in the pit and asked them to put the Brewers-Padres game on. After the game ended, he asked if they could either switch it to the NHL or NBA playoff game starting at 5. Four different people tried to change the channel but couldn't. They ended up turning off the TV when they eventually got stuck in an info-loading screen. How can this be in 2022? This many business owners don't care, or are they simply not capable? If there is any attempt at management, it certainly isn't active. Tim Johnson, at TD underscore Johnson on Twitter, resurrected an idea from a couple years ago based on the current state of affairs. Start a business to do ACM for these bars, restaurants, and books, or start a TV show called Bar Rescue, where we go in and train them. It just keeps getting worse. And number one, a walk-off for the ump. The stakes were high in Magnolia, Arkansas on Saturday as the Northeastern State Riverhawks from Tukwila, Oklahoma, met the Henderson State Reddies in the Division II Central Baseball Regional. The Reddies led 11-5 heading into the bottom of the ninth. That's when the Never Say Die Riverhawks, having their best season in history, mounted a ferocious rally. The Riverhawks had played at two and had the bases loaded with two outs, trailing by four. That's when Blaze Brothers drove a ball to deep left center. The ball hit off the top of the wall, plating the three runners and cutting the lead to 11-10. Up next was Brock Reller, the Central Region Player of the Year, who had hit his 28th homer earlier in the game. But the mighty Casey, I mean Brock, would never have his bat. Because rounding first place, Blaze Brothers collided with the first base umpire. With both he and the ump knocked to the ground, Blaze got up and headed towards second. The throw came in from the cutoff. There was a bang-bang play at second base. And the first base umpire, trailing the play by at least 30 feet, the same first base umpire who had knocked Blaze down rounding first, called him out. The Northeastern State manager came out to protest. Surely the umpires would have ruled that there was, quote, umpire interference and rightfully awarded Blaze Brothers second base or even put him back to first, giving Brock Reller his chance at the plate. The four-man crew huddled. They weighed the egregious lack of positioning and mechanics by the first base umpire, the harm caused by his actions, the rule book, and the gravity of the situation. And they ejected the manager and stood by their call, ending the Riverhawks' magical season. There was no joy in Magnoliaville.
Where did you see that?
Thank you. I follow this on Twitter, awful umpiring.
Oh, really?
And that's I go by it once.
I didn't even know he quoted the story. There's actually, you know, we can't show video of these things.
Right.
There's
right.
actually a video that a parent must have taken. I got this the still shot, but of him rounding the base, colliding with the umpire, them both getting up. I mean, it was.
Oh, what a fiasco.
Then it was like a 4-minute thing in the middle of the field where they're trying to decide what to do. No, season
And the
over.
Player's name is actually Blaze Brothers?
Yes.
Wow.
And then Brock Reller next.
Okay.
Some great names in Division II Central Region.
Awesome job as always with no hyperbole.
Up next, we
will get the Maestro's thoughts. Rumors are swirling about two new cities getting a team in this sport. Are we talking about the best home court advantage maybe in any sport, if that's true?
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. VSEN Summer Specials here. Only $39. You get everything VSEN has to offer. From now to the end of July, the next few months are going to be filled with great betting content. Adam Burke's daily best bet in Major League Baseball had a winner yesterday. If you want the full VSEN experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is $39 to subscribe through July 31st. VSEN.com/summer. 10 minutes, we have big news in the NBA that we'll share coming up.
So, well, on that note, sticking in that sport, it seems like this is getting hot and heavy, Mike, with the NBA rumor mill. It continues to swirl. Another report this week suggesting that once the current media deal is done in the NBA in 2024, they are going to expand by two cities, putting a franchise back in Seattle, where the NBA never should have left, right?
Right.
And a franchise here in Las Vegas. This is not really even a rumor anymore. Put it this way, if I could bet that Las Vegas is going to get an NBA franchise right now, if somebody would take a bet on that, I would fire a lot of money.
What would you bet? I was asked this question on the radio a couple weeks ago. What will Las Vegas get first, a Major League Baseball team or an NBA team?
I would bet NBA because
now.
I'm absolutely convinced we're getting an NBA team. I'm not so sure we're going to get baseball at this point.
Well, what's going on with the A's?
Who knows?
I thought they were coming.
They're going to build a stadium here.
Yeah.
And that probably is, with my heart, I hate the idea. I personally hate the idea.
Of the NBA team or the Major League Baseball
team? Baseball.
Because it's too hot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And 81 home dates.
Too many games.
Too many games. It's going to be the fourth. We're going to go from zero sports teams to four.
Good call.
But anyway.
Good call, too.
What if,
Seattle, a stain on Stern's legacy.
Absolutely.
That never should have happened.
What if they built a stadium that didn't have a specific team to Las Vegas, but had every team play one home series in that stadium during the year that their fans could come out to Vegas for? Play a Cubs-Cardinals series here, a Yankees-Red Sox series here.
During the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Interesting, like they did the London thing, but make it a consistent yes. Las Vegas rotation. Gut feeling says, okay, I'd be on board with something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But if we got an NBA team here, I think you can go back from a betting perspective now, Mike, specifically here, the early Golden Knight days where the Vegas flu was real and it was spectacular. I think an NBA team here in Las Vegas with these teams coming in on a bat, hey, they just played in Utah last night. How they getting here at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, everything's open. I think the home court edge here would be enormous.
I'd really like them if they had a day of rest in between.
Might even be better.
And the back was on the way out the door as far as when they had the recreation day ahead of time. Oh, I think that will be it would be even more an advantage than it was with the Knights and the Vegas flu, which we saw based on the schedules, whether it was in that game or these teams would go to Arizona the day after and couldn't beat the awful Coyotes.
Incredible. It was the greatest thing ever for Arizona.
Right?
Because on these back-to-backs, they would be tremendous. But you got, now, you don't want to name names here with the team, but you've brought this up on the air before. Oh, yeah. You called them the Mickey Mantles.
Oh, yeah.
Where there was a team out here in Las Vegas. They had dinner reservations the night before the game against the Golden Knights.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. They couldn't be seated. They were so drunk.
They couldn't talk. They couldn't talk at 7 p.m. Couldn't seat them. Couldn't have a meal. That's on the Friday night. Then they played the Knights on Saturday night and beat them.
Yeah.
They beat them.
And they were terrific.
2 years in a row it happened.
2 years in a row.
Same team came back the next year and were obliterated. And also won the next year.
I mean,
you can narrow
it
down if you look at the schedule.
Is it the only team that does this? Or how many
times? It's the only team that we experienced at our properties that came in and was that.
That just gets after it. Like all day at the pool and just.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
total puddle.
You drink and you're in the sun. It has quite an effect on you, even if you're a world-class athlete.
Right.
So 7 o'clock, maybe a 9:30 reservation.
Yeah. But we've seen what this is like with NBA players when they go to Miami and they might hit it hard, or when they go to Los Angeles.
How about Atlanta?
Atlanta's another one, right?
Right.
So Las Vegas could be similar, but maybe even better.
We have the best gentlemen's clubs here and also the best clubs, period, with the nightclubs. So the NBA players, I think, oh my, how many guys are going to be rolling dice at 4 a.m.? The night before the game, and you do that because we never close as well. How about what Florida did? Going to the gentleman's club till 4 a.m. before that. And they played well.
They did.
49 shots, whatever it was.
Yeah, they did.
It's just sometimes it works different for teams.
Yeah. Maybe a lot of load management on these games in Vegas.
Oh, good point.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
suddenly, the report comes out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, three guys are going to miss tonight's game.
Yes.
We're going to get to our in-pocket plays coming up in about 10 minutes.
Oh.
How are you doing betting the NHL? And Paulie said something during a break. This specific game tonight, Hurricanes Rangers, has like Mike Palm special written all over it. Is that true?
Well, they've moved the price so much on these unders. This series, it's the same thing they did with Dallas, and rightfully so. The Dallas Flames first period under 1.5 started out plus 110 and finished at minus 130 by the time the series was over. This one's moved even more dramatically. Game one was plus 105. Did you see the prices in game four? Minus 145 in the first period? You're almost compelled to play the full game, and I hate the empty net, so Brendan Moore doesn't pull the goalie down three.
Thank you.
When he didn't pull the goalie with an offensive zone faceoff with 4.5 minutes, I knew he wasn't going to pull him at all.
Yeah.
Because why would you wait to 2 minutes down by three? You would have done it early. But I don't want to lay 45 cents juice. You're better off with this bet, and I never even knew about this. My friend, E, is like 21 out of 24 or something.
The BTTS.
Both teams to score no in the first period. And the first period unders were on a great run after the first round. This is even more. Now you got to lay $2 juice in a lot of the games.
Yes.
Yes, right?
But like a 22.
But you can win like that Oilers game. 3-0, you win that bet.
That's true.
Both teams didn't score.
Okay, observation.
So second here. Is he betting every game or a certain series?
He was only staying away from the
Edmonton-Calgary
series. Yep. He was betting the rest of them.
He's cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The other thing, a listener pointed this out on Twitter. Carolina's yet to score in the first period of the series.
How can they be 6-0 at home and own 5 on the road?
I know.
They can't stay out of the box.
Five-minute
penalty changed that whole game.
Yes.
And I got the Rangers futures ticket. But I'm telling you, they did the same thing in Boston. Penalty after penalty after penalty.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find plus 140, which is the number right now at DraftKings on the Rangers, if you can find it out here in Las Vegas, is that attractive enough for you to get down, or do you need more?
Here, what I did. I did something dumb. So to hedge my Rangers bet, which I didn't hedge against Pittsburgh, to hedge my Rangers, which I have at 26-1 for 300 from early February, I said, I'm a smart guy here. So I'll take Carolina in the series minus 180 or maybe 190. And I parlayed it with Calgary because I thought Calgary had a huge goaltending edge.
So did I.
So I thought, this is the way I'll hedge it. Yeah. I hope the Rangers win, but if they don't, I get this price. And instead of laying 190, I'm getting plus 140. And now it could go both ways. I'm really a Rangers fan because it looks there's nothing I can do now. I'm not going to start betting Edmonton. If I was going to bet, it might have been in game four. But
hey, I brought this up earlier to Paulie. You and I were both all in on the Oilers last year.
They're going
to
screw me twice. Is it once by being bad and once by being good?
I was going to say, is it possible that we were a year too early on this? Could they actually do this and maybe shot Colorado?
They should have beaten Winnipeg last year. Come
of
on.
Of course they should have.
They'd beaten them seven straight going into that game.
Got swept.
And scored the first goal in game one and got swept.
Remember, they would have been favored in 15 straight playoff games and went 5-10.
Yeah.
The debacle in the bubble against Chicago.
Oh, that was
the Winnipeg fiasco.
12-5.
Then they lose game one to the Kings. Mike Smith gives the game away.
Let me tell you something. If the Flames had Jonathan Quick, they'd be winning this series. Markstrom's been awful.
I know. I disagree with Bob Bishusen. You got to, I want to put blood, whatever.
Vladar, whatever it is.
Put him in. I've seen enough.
I think you got to make a change.
He's putting you behind the eight ball every game.
Bob Bishusen's calling the games for ESPN.
Yeah. And he's doing a very nice job.
He's awesome.
He's great.
Very good. He said he had too good of a season. He's a Vezina finalist. You cannot make that move. He said it yesterday on our show.
Gallant benched Shesterkin twice in that Pittsburgh series. Now, he gave him the start back, but he pulled him early in both games.
He did.
I don't. Vlader was pretty good during the regular season. His numbers weren't awful. Poor Berube's got nobody to go to.
You're just
stuck with Husso, who was bad again last night, but they still can't.
How did
that's
that
unbelievable to me.
So, yes.
Amal took, I think everybody on this network had Colorado puck line. It was even money. I told Amal, if you're going to do that, why not lay 2.5 plus 260? They're liable to win this game by, and it was 3-0, and Amal said, I wish I'd have taken 2.5. They lose the game. And then again, after scoring with 4 minutes to go, lose it.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
How good was that third
period
last
night? How much pressure
is
on Colorado if they have to come back for a game seven?
After having
been bounced as massive favorites in the second round 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They faced no adversity all year. No adversity. I said, we'll see how good they are. They get a 1-0 lead in game three, the Blues do, and then Bennington gets hurt. I wanted to see how they would have reacted down 2-1. There'll be even more pressure if they have to come home for game seven.
Can you imagine if it goes to a game seven? Ugh. The Blues shock the world to win game six.
They have to dismantle that whole crew there after that. How could you blow in the second round as huge favorites when you're Stanley Cup favorites 2 years in a row and $4 or $5 favorites to get out? And remember the Colorado, they were a $4 favorite against Dallas a couple years ago in the bubble.
That's
and
right.
Lost
That's
in
right.
That series.
Would you love them? It's tough to say that, but in a matchup against Mike Smith and Edmonton in the Western Conference Finals.
You gotta bet. What's the total gonna be? 7.5?
Seven every game for
it
sure.
It has to be. Amal's really on this on this kick with Edmonton right now about McDavid. He is so far the best player in this sport, it's not even close. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable.
He's amazing.
Well, let's see him win a cup.
Well, I know.
It'll be another Trout.
The best player
for a decade and get not sniff the playoffs.
I tell you, when you watch MacKinnon do what he did last night in that goal, score a hat trick, but then think about how good McDavid is beyond that. I mean, that goal was as good as that you're ever going
to
see.
We have to get our way here. We have to get MacKinnon against McDavid in the conference finals. We have to get
How often does that happen?
That's, yes.
Because you're a big favorite to have that happen right now.
Well, I think Colorado will win, though, tomorrow.
I do, too.
All good points.
Oh, I do, too.
That's embarrassing.
They deserve to be a $2 road favorite.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. What we are betting today, in-pocket plays, a bunch coming up on today's schedule to fire on. We'll tell you what they are coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
Here we go, in pocket plays. Recapping yesterday's action, I'll tell you, Blackburn again for the A's has been solid all year long.
Bees knees.
I had him first five against Robbie Ray, plus 155. That was a winner. If you bet him for the full game, that also cashed. A's get it done, 4-2.
Yep.
Robbie Ray was good. Blackburn was better. So I like that number. Robbie Ray laying that big of a price, I thought was way too high yesterday. I'm on to three plays today. I will warn you.
On to Cincinnati.
That... my overnight plays in Major League Baseball have been far from good so far this year. And in fact, there's one game that's... Can you believe this? Of my three plays I made last night, I bet Marquez and Corbin over 8.5. Marquez recently allowed 7 runs in this Nationals offense. Corbin's been a disaster. I laid over 8.5 minus 105. It's now 8 almost everywhere. So sharp money coming in on the under between these two teams today.
Brewers got me yesterday. What was that? The Padres couldn't get to Ashby?
Good stint in San Diego for the Brewers.
Yeah.
Back-to-back.
Darvish pitched well, and then just, yeah.
I'm also on the rock. I took a shot here with Marquez, plus 105 against the Nationals. And I tell you, the Cardinals, minus 120, they are awesome against lefties. They get Lauer today from Milwaukee. He's a lefty. Wainwright goes for St. Louis. It's $1.20. I see a $1.15 right now. I'm going to have to pull a Nigel. Don't be a moron. Put more on it.
Yeah.
And bet more on the Cardinals today at minus 115.
Okay, good fun. All right, not my fault. You can invoice the Avalanche. I mean, that's ridiculous. To win in regulation, $1.50, please. Although the over 5.5 games prop cashed with the St. Louis Miracle. I saw this yesterday. I go, this can't be. Warriors, $1.90 against the Heat, NBA Finals. Refund if it doesn't happen. They swept them. Did you watch it? Come on, the whole team's hurt.
Well, what is that? Is that number even available right now?
It was available yesterday, and I bet it, but that's, you don't think, how
you
much?
You guys have it here?
Yes, here it is, sir.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. I'll look at it right now. Okay.
130 against Boston and 190 against.
It's right, really?
Still have it?
Yeah.
Still up?
Yeah, well, it was up when we did our show yesterday.
Okay, very good. There you go. And I love Carolina Rangers under 5.5 tonight. Bet that yesterday. $1.40. With the juice, $1.35. This is a Mike Palm special. I mean, it's pending. I also like the Oilers tonight. Rangers 15-1 to win the East. Mavs 25-1. Hero Eastern Conference MVP, no shot. And Huddersfield, not another Mike Palm special. For all the marbles Sunday, winners promoted the Premier League. Nigel's right, cagey, nervy, under 2.5, 140. in the championship match Sunday morning. In pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, BetRivers.com. The big news, he is back. The extender. Scott Foster is working the game tonight. He's great for the extend the series. The nickname, come on. And also, he's great for road teams. He is on Dallas, Golden State tonight. Go get him, Scott.
So, based on that, is that enough for you to fire on the Mavs?
Oh, that's enough.
Is it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I live and breathe. Watch the calls tonight.
Mike, you too?
No. Chris Paul's not around. Listen, hasn't Germán Márquez, like, all nine starts have gone over the total?
Yes.
Yes.
He's had
It's awful.
Now, he has a handful of starts against Washington. Kills.
He's given up, like, the highest batting average in Major League Baseball, batting average against.
Every
metric.
Bad.
Yes.
I'm surprised that this is...
How can it be eight?
I thought it was going to go to nine.
Yeah.
Hence, I bet over eight minus 105. I thought, oh, that's a little bit short. Over 8.5 minus 105, and now it's coming back the other way. It'll be 2-1. It'll be 2-1, and each guy will go seven strong today.
Yeah.
By the way, for those of you who missed Mike Palm's story to begin this hour, I got to tell you, that was sensational. Little story, if you missed it, you can go to the Follow the Money podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and catch it later on. Little story about how we got an email on this. This is from Bob in New Hampshire. Still laughing at the Mike Palm neighbor watering story. Something similar happened to him when he was 15 years old. The house was a 10-minute bike ride, so 20 minutes round trip. He watered the plants for them, took in the mail every day for a week. When they got back from the trip, they called me to invite me over so they could thank me. I was gifted a lousy, crappy T-shirt from Maine. I wrote off and threw it out.
Good for you,
sir. You were given $3.
$3.
And you had to use your own water from your house.
Yeah. I couldn't even. I had to give my dad the $3, and I still owed him money. I made a bad deal.
Yeah.
Jargets.
The house got robbed, and your dad heard it. He's like, no, son, we're going to let it happen.
Yeah. Sit down. Remember the $3?
Sit down.
It was somewhere like 6-7 years later. He never forgot it.
I see where you get it from. I know you are at weddings. Chicken.
Listen, there's too many of these fake weddings. They're doing it for the gift. Look, depending on how you think the wedding of the people, like this, the one I told you about in the south side of Chicago, put 5 20s in the envelope and don't seal it. And then based on the meal and if it's a bar or it's open or not, you take 20s out. There were 10 people. It was a round of 10. And they served it family style.
Yeah.
6 pieces of chicken. We said, is there another bowl of chicken coming? Nope. One bowl of mashed potatoes that got through 3 people. They put a bowl of rolls, 4 rolls for 10 people. I said, come on. So of the 10 people, 6 of us, the 3 couples knew each other. We went out to dinner afterwards. We were starving.
Lunacy.
Yeah, left 40 there.
Yeah.
Took 320s out.
It's a
brilliant move.
It's a good move. You have to.
It's appropriate, Paul.
Yeah.
It's appropriate. I'm not going to fall bait to these scam weddings. They got divorced 4 months later. They did it for drug money, I think.
4 months later, they were done.
4 months later. Kid worked for me as a poker dealer. Total scam.
Paulie never showed up at my wedding.
Was he invited?
Of course he was invited.
Oh,
yeah.
Just me.
We were still probably, a little bit scorned at that point.
Get out of here. Get
the China Grill. That whole deal was still fresh then, wasn't it?
Was. It was. You're right.
You idiot.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Have we told that story before on the air?
I don't think it's ever been told.
I don't think so either. I think they still have the voicemail.
Yeah.
She does.
People have no idea what we're talking about right now.
Well, of course she would. Yeah, no kidding.
We got married at Duke's in Malibu.
Yeah.
We had all-you-could-drink alcohol, and we had an incredible menu set. It was right there on the water. Sunset was going down as we got married. Paulie taps out.
Couldn't bring the girl.
He was on the outs with the girl.
This is the
Megabucks.
Megabucks winner.
Couldn't bring a date.
Yeah. He was on the outs with her. Told me a couple of weeks before we got married, I'm thinking about getting rid of her. Then why would we invite her then?
I don't recall.
And we had to keep it to 100 people, by the way, so he was not the only person who it was like you and you only.
How about the guy that
he's from Wisconsin. Of course you gotta go get married in Malibu. During the madness, but that's that. What are you gonna do?
It was the best 10 days of my life.
Yeah,
and you weren't there.
Turned out
Metallica tickets. I bought him for his birthday. Said I saw the sell list, and I'm not gonna go. Yeah, good guy. This guy right here.
He's a friend. There's a guy that works for us. He's been married. I don't know. He's married 10, 15 years, but he got married, and he works. He's a slot executive. He works in this business. His wife's a cocktail waitress. They got married the Sunday after Super Bowl, so it would never interfere with the plans, and then the Super Bowl gets pushed back. And now their anniversaries every year is it's on Super Bowl.
Oh.
Bad situation for the poor guy. Can't do anything.
No, sorry, Mitch. Can't go to war with me. Don't want me in your foxhole.
No, never.
How about a contest story? Before what happened Monday?
Monday. What an unbelievable day of signups Monday. We had 63 signups between the two contests, Circa Million 4 and the Circa Survivor. This is the unbelievable part, though. 60 Circa Survivor and 3 Circa Millions. Should have been 63-0, shouldn't it? I mean, that was the unbelievable part. Pretty strong day, though. Jesus. Shot up there.
I noticed it went from like 20 to 80 in 1 day.
63. Yeah. I said, is this right? We emailed, is this? Yeah, we did 6. It was 10 people doing the maximum 6 survivors.
All from
out of
town.
That's what the 60 was. Yep.
All okay. right, excellent. Yep. Good luck, Andy. Mm-hmm. That's great.
What was the conversation like behind the counter? Is it going to be like, oh, yeah, here we go. We're going to get way more Survivor this year than Circa Millions.
No, not yet. It's too early.
It's way too early.
It's just too early. We had it up on the board. It's taking up too much board space. Not really relevant until you get over 1,000 and, you know, and you start tracking it.
Right, right. You like anything today in baseball?
I know not a lot of great pitching matchups in baseball. I didn't play anything in baseball today. I took a pass. Oh. Hit that A's under yesterday with Blackburn.
We can spend more time on this maybe next week, but we told the story, I think it was yesterday. We got there was a viewer who sent me a pitcher. He's at the Aria this week, and he's watching a group of guys play blackjack. There's one guy specifically sitting there, right? Mm-hmm. Who, five times, he had face cards versus a two, and he split them every single time. The group of his friends at the table were encouraging him, and he did it five times in a row. Now, the dealer happened to kept getting a two for some reason, but...
Were there other people at the table besides his friends?
No, they were all a big group of friends.
Then it's not that relevant. But, I mean, why would you ever... The two is the most dangerous card of a bus card to have, to play against. And then to split a sure 20 hand. The thing about blackjack is you do affect the hands the way you play them.
Yes.
That's why people get upset. Mm-hmm. But if he's at a table where there's no, you know, civilians.
Civilians.
You're okay to be an idiot.
You ever see someone double down on a blackjack?
No, but I've seen 10 split a lot. Outside, you know, when you play in these tournaments, you have to get used to that crazy strategy where you do things you would never do.
I know.
Because you come down to a final hand and you need so many chips to advance. Sometimes you got to hit a 20. You do.
It happens.
The other guy has 20 and you have to win the hand.
That's when it happened.
Yeah.
Golly, Randy McKay told that story.
Yeah.
Guy doubled down on a blackjack.
How many times do you think you've seen people split tens? Countless?
Oh, hundreds.
Yeah.
You ever
thousands,
done it, Paul?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think alcohol was involved, but
okay, well then anything happens,
Yeah, sure.
Alcohol was involved one time. I doubled down on a 13 versus a 10. I pulled an 8. And that's when the pit balls started looking at me.
Absolutely.
And I said, I'll take my,
when's
I'm
the MIT
here.
Reunion? That's when that happens, they're calling. A guy in the sky is looking for you.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting IQ on your betting IQ on your betting IQ on your betting IQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.